Something's going on, that means someone's getting rich. And when someone's getting rich, I don't see why that should be us. Yes, but we don't want those people killing dangerous beings and the rest of them.
They won't get caught, said Morris. Those men wouldn't win any prizes for thinking. Even ham and pork could run rings round him, I'd say. And Dangerous Beans has got brains coming out of his ears.
I hope not.
Nana, said Morris, who generally told people what they wanted to hear.
I mean, our rats can outthink most humans, okay?
Remember back in Scrote when sardines got in that kettle and blew a raspberry at the old woman when she lifted the lid?
Ha!
Even ordinary rats can outthink humans. Humans think that just because they're bigger, they're better. Hold on. I'll shut up. Someone's watching us.
A man carrying a basket had stopped on his way out of the rat house and was staring at Morris with a good deal of interest. Then he looked up at the kid and said,
Good ratter, is he? I'll bet he is. Big cat like that. Is he yours, boy?
Say yes, Morris whispered.
Sort of, yes, said the kid. He picked Morris up. I'll give you $5 for him, said the man.
Ask for 10, Morris hissed.
He's not for sale, said the kid.
Idiot, Morris purred.
$7, then, said the man. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. 4 whole loaves of bread. How about that?
That's silly. A loaf of bread shouldn't cost more than 20 pence, said the kid. The man gave him a strange look.
New here, are you? Got plenty of money, have you?
Enough, said the kid.
You think so? It won't do you much good anyway. Look, 4 loaves of bread and a bun. I can't say fairer than that. I can get a terrier for 10 loaves and they're mad for rats. No?
Well, when you're hungry, you'll give it away for 1/2 a slice of bread and scrape and think you've done well, believe me.
Scrape. You scrape the butter on, then you scrape the butter off. Then you eat the bread. He strode off. Morris wriggled out of the kid's arms and landed lightly on the cobbles.
Honestly, if only I was good at ventriloquism, we could have made a fortune, he grumbled.
Ventriloquism,
said the kid, watching the man's retreating back.
It's where you open and shut your mouth and I do the talking, said Morris. Why didn't you sell me? I could have been back in 10 minutes. I heard of a man who made a fortune selling homing pigeons, and he only had the one.
But don't you think there's something wrong with a town where people would pay more than $1 for a loaf of bread, said the kid, and pay $0.50 just for a rat's tail?
Just so long as they've got enough money to pay their piper, said Morris. Bit of luck there already being a plague of rats here, eh? Quick, pat me on the head, there's a girl watching us.
The kid looked up. There was a girl watching them. People were passing up and down the street, and some of them walked between the kid and the girl, but she stood stock still and just stared at him. And at Morris. She had the same nail-you-to-the-wall look that he associated with peaches. She looked like the kind of person who asked questions. And her hair was too red, and her nose was too long, and she wore a long black dress with black lace fringing. No good comes of that sort of thing. She marched across the street and confronted the kid.
You're new, aren't you? Come here looking for work, have you? Probably sacked from your last job, I expect. Probably because you fell asleep and things got spoiled. That was probably what it was. Or you ran away because your master beat you with a big stick. Although, she added, as another idea struck her, you probably deserved it because of being lazy. And then you probably stole the cat, knowing how much people would pay for a cat here. And you must have gone mad with hunger because you were talking to the cat and everyone knows that cats can't talk.
Can't say a single word, said Morris.
And probably you're a mysterious boy who...
The girl stopped and gave Morris a puzzled look. He arched his back and said, prrrpt, which is cat language for biscuits.
Did that cat just say something?
She demanded.
I thought that everyone knew that cats can't talk, said the kid. Ah, but maybe you were apprenticed to a wizard, said the girl. Yes, that sounds about right. That'll do for now. You were an apprentice to a wizard, but you fell asleep and let the cauldron of bubbling green stuff boil over and he threatened to turn you into a
gerbil, said Morris helpfully.
A gerbil, and you stole his magical cat because you hated it so much, and
what's a gerbil?
Did that cat just say gerbil?
Don't look at me, said the kid. I'm just standing here.
All right, and then you brought the cat here.